The First Letter of Paul to Timothy. Chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the commandment of God our Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our hope. Unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace, from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. As I besought you to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that you might charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to myths and endless genealogies, which cause questions, rather than godly edifying which is in faith, so do. Now the end of the commandment is love out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned. From which some having swerved have turned aside unto vain talk. Desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say, nor the things they affirm. But we know that the law is good, if a man uses it lawfully. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for fornicators, for homosexuals, for slave traders, for liars, for perjurers, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer, and a persecutor, an insolent, but I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. But for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long-suffering, for an example to them who should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit unto you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which were made concerning you, that you by them might war a good warfare, holding faith, and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made a shipwreck. Of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme.